Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Every American should know.
If you want to hang on to your job, you get out there and do it.
This is America.
It's freedom.
I'm a patriot.
You turn us to an America that we can be proud of.
My name is America. I stand proud.
Broadcasting live all across this country, this is Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. PPG Paints, a nationally recognized brand name trusted by painting contractors, building owners, architects, designers, and homeowners for over 100 years, proudly presents America's favorite home improvement self-help expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repair, or anything else pertaining to the home. And now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the 2011 Talk Radio Host of the Year, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
That's right, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Hello, everyone. I am the Cajun man. I am a Cajun originator. That's right. And please don't accept no, and I mean no, substitution. Hello, everyone. I'm going to be live here for the next 2 hours. That's right, right here on the Biz Talk Radio Network. I'm going to be interviewing some of the top home improvement industry experts around the globe. That's what we do here each week and every week. We educate you. We guide you. We advise you on your home improvement projects. And we're the only home improvement show that gives you access to all of these top professionals. We're going to start off the show with, she's kind of a fixture on this show because she comes on from time to time and talk about wood restoration. She talks about caulks and ceilings, and we've done shows on teak and... But it's been a while since we talked about patio furniture cleaners, and which is a very popular product in her product line. Her name is Grace Smith with Boat Life Industries. Grace Smith, how you doing, Miss Grace?
I am good, Michael. How are you?
Oh, Lord, if life was any better, I'd be scared to wake up in the morning. Before we get started, though, I do want to mention to all my Biz Talk Radio listeners, as you know, we do a television show each week on their sister station, the Biz TV Network. This Saturday at 11 o'clock Eastern Time, if you go to Biz TV, you're going to see a segment that we did with Grace Smith. She came down to our television studios, and we did a whole show on wood restoration products, a product called Get Rot. So please visit that television show, and if not, you can check out our archives at HomeTalkTV.com. So, hey, Grace, I thought I'd just mention that I wanted to thank you at the end of last year coming down to our television studios and doing that segment.
You're quite welcome. We enjoyed it. We had a lot of fun.
Great. Well, let's get the show started. As you know, it's starting to get hot out there. We're starting in the beginning parts of the summer. Let's talk about patio furniture cleaner as we take to the outdoors. I mean, what can I use to clean my resin furniture, like my deck boxes and things like that, Grace?
Well, you know, Michael, I've tried a whole bunch of things. I'm always looking for the easiest way to do something. And I've tried spray household cleaners. I've tried liquid household cleaners. I've tried ammonia. I've tried scouring powders. But the best way I have found so far is a product called fiberglass powder cleaner. And the one thing that you want to stay away from when you're cleaning resin furniture is you don't want to use anything that's got solvents in it, because that will adversely affect the material. So the best thing I have found so far is the fiberglass powder cleaner, and I'm a big fan of it. I might even go out and do my furniture after we do this call.
I hear that. Okay, now how does it work, though?
It's actually very, very simple. You wet down the surface with a hose. You sprinkle this powder cleaner onto the wet surface. Mush it around a little bit with a sponge or a terry cloth rag just to spread it around, and then let it sit for a minute or two. And then you hose it off. That's it. It's so simple, and it's also biodegradable, so it goes into the grass and the ground and stuff. It's not going to harm any of your plants, which is an important thing for me. I wouldn't want any of my weeds to die.
you don't want. Okay, well, if you don't want to harm your plants, what about the resin? Will it harm the resin, though?
It will not. It's perfectly safe for the resin. I've used it on deck boxes. I've used it on pump covers. You know, we live in a rural area where we're on a well system, and we've got that big ugly pump in the middle of the yard. So we've got this big well box over it, pump cover on it. And that thing fades, of course, you know, as it's in the sun. And this stuff, not only did it clean it, got all the algae and all that stuff off of it, but actually restored some of the color to it. So it got rid of some of the oxidation that was on it. So it really does a great job on anything that's got that, you know, made from that resin, not just furniture.
Wow, so it's got a kind of like a refurbization to it or something, huh?
Yeah, it's not going to make, like on a pump box, it's not going to make it shiny again. You'd have to use wax for that, but it will take off all that chalky color to it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was very pleased with the results that I got from it. Very pleased.
Well, teak material, teak wood, is very popular, obviously. I have teak in my backyard. My swing cupola is made out of teak. Teak material, but with that said, though, I want to talk about gray teak, though. I mean, wow, say it has really deteriorated. Can gray teak be brought back to like maybe looking like new again?
Well, Michael, the nice thing about teak is that it is so resistant to decay, and it fares very well out in the weather. It does turn gray when it's exposed to the sunlight and the rain and all that stuff. But yes, although the graying is a natural effect of the weather, it can be brought back to looking like new without a lot of effort.
Now, what are the different types of teak cleaners that are available, though?
Well, if you go into, for example, a marine store where you find a lot of the different teak cleaners, because there's a lot of teak on boats, they have powders, there are liquid cleaners, there are cream cleaners, there are two-part cleaners, and the two-part cleaners consist of a very strong acid and then a neutralizer. So those are basically your four different kinds, your powders, your liquids, your creams, and your two-part.
What are the most popular one that people use, and you know, that they... I can't say recommend, because they all have a good purpose, but what's more common, I guess, a question I want to ask you?
Well, it all depends. There are some people that like the two-part cleaners because they're very easy to use. You put the acid on and then you use the neutralizer and it neutralizes it. But if you do that on more than a couple of occasions, it actually destroys the wood, so you want to stay away from that. You know, sometimes when you get into intricate little grooves and things like that, people think, oh, this is the way to go because I don't have to get my fingers in it or clean. But it will actually destroy the patina in the wood, and then over time the wood gets ripply and grainy. And then there's, other than sanding it down, there's nothing you can do to restore that patina back to the wood. So I would caution people from using any of the acid-based cleaners, you know, the strong acid-based cleaners where you have to use a neutralizer with it. And most of the time, you don't need anything that heavy duty on teak furniture. The easiest one that I have found, again, is a powder cleaner. We've used it on some teak that had been coated with some of these, you know, miraculous coatings that'll last forever, and all it did was gum everything up over time. And it even took that off without harming the teak. It was quite effective, quite effective. So, you know, for the easiest way to clean it, I would recommend the powder cleaner.
The powder cleaner, okay. And these are all products, I mean, that are safe, right? I mean, they won't damage the teak, right?
Correct. The powder cleaner, I mean, I'm speaking from my experience with our products.
Okay.
And our products are not going to harm the teak in any way. In any way.
All right.
Yeah, we always design everything for the longevity of the object it's being used on.
All right. Well, Grace, hold that thought right there. We've got to take a short break. We're going to come back and finish our conversation with Grace Schmidt. She's with a company called Boat Life. We're talking about, well, we just finished wrapping up and talking about patio furniture cleaners. She offered us some great tips and advice. We're talking about teak right now. So stay with us right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Don't forget, I got a website set up called AskMichaelKing.com if you want me to personally help you with your home improvement projects. That's AskMichaelKing.com. And you can follow us on all your social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter. The keyword is always what? Home Talk USA. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Drink a little red wine. Catch it in a bit of those Cajun girls dancing beside it.
Are you tired of having ants invading the inside of your house? Are you seeing them outside your house, crawling up your walls, all over your patio and patio furniture? Do you have big black ants? These could be carpenter ants. They love to chew on your new wood patio set, wood swing sets, or your wooden shed, not to mention the damage they can be doing to your house. The answer to your problem is Revenge. Bonide's Revenge Ant Control products are the answer to your ant problems. Revenge is a full line of indoor-outdoor liquid and granule and baits and bait stations. The worker ants take the bait back to the colony, and the entire colony, including the queen, is eliminated. Revenge also has a full line of fast-acting ant control granules and dust along with baits. So make sure you get Revenge ant control products and get rid of those ants once and for all. Do not settle for any other brand when you want Revenge. Bonide's Revenge products are available at your neighborhood hardware store, garden center, or farm feed store. Or visit www.bonide.com to locate a dealer near you.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-481-3709, 800-481-3709.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA and Apollo Media's Radio Talk Show Host of the Year and the most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
That's right. I do want to invite all my Home Talk USA radio listeners to tune in to Home Talk TV with the old Cajun Man right here on the sister station, the Biz TV Network. The show is broadcasted live every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock Eastern Time. That's BizTV.com. Also, we do have an archive website. I think we have 37 episodes sitting on the archives. That's HomeTalkTV.com. And if you're there, you can actually catch an episode that we're going to be airing this week with Grace Smith with Boat Life Industries. She came down to our television studios. We did a whole segment on wood restoration, a product called Get Rot, to restore some of that rotten wood and to refurbish this wood. So we had a great show with that. But, hey, she's here with us now on the radio network, and we just finished talking about, patio furniture cleaner, and we started to talk about teak cleaners. And let me ask you this now, Grace, what steps should I take to restore it or to really clean that teak, okay?
Okay, well, the first thing you want to do, Michael, is you want to make sure that your teak is wet. So you want to wet it well, and then you want to put a cleaner on that's gentle to the wood but tough on the dirt. So the powder cleaner, as I mentioned before, works well for this. You sprinkle it on, you lightly scrub it around, preferably with a brush, and then let it sit for a few minutes. Once that's done, rinse it off really well with a hose, and you can use that brush while you're rinsing it off as well, just to make sure you get everything out of the little grooves and stuff that are in the wood, the pores that are in the wood. And then once that's done, you can use what we call a brightener, and that is a liquid that you mix with some water, you apply it with a sponge and let it sit for a few minutes, and then you hose that off. And that gets off any residual cleaner that perhaps you didn't get off when you were washing it, when you were rinsing it off. And then you just let it dry. It's a pretty simple couple of step operation. It's not a very complex thing to do.
Now, once it's clean, do I have to seal it?
Well, you don't have to, no. A lot of people like that natural look, that bare look. If you don't seal it, it will weather more quickly. And if you do seal it, you'll maintain that clean look a little bit longer. And it also restores some of the oils that you've taken out of the wood when you cleaned it, if you're going to seal it. What you want to do, though, is make sure the teak is completely dry before you apply a sealer to it. If you don't do that, you're not going to have a finish that lasts. And a lot of people like to do the whole thing in one day. But if you can let your teak dry 24 hours before you put your oil on it, your teak oil, and then you want to put it on in light coats, that's going to give you your best results.
Wow.
Sometimes people like to put, you know, just one big heavy coat on, but
yeah.
You're better off putting on a couple of very light coats to very, very dry teak. If you can imagine you're trying to pick up a puddle of milk with a sponge, but the sponge is already wet, you're not going to pick up much of that milk. And it's the same premise with the teak oil. If the wood is very dry, it's been allowed to dry thoroughly after you cleaned it, then it's going to absorb much more of that oil. And you want to make sure you use a sealer or an oil designed specifically for teak. You don't want to use furniture oil or anything like that.
Now, how can I get the sealer to last, though?
Well, as I said, you want to make sure that if the teak is fully dry. If the teak is not fully dry, it's not going to absorb as much oil or sealer as it could. And then it's not going to have the protection, so it's going to wear off a lot faster. So the key is make sure it's allowed to dry at least 24 hours. At least 24 hours.
Then what is the best way to, to maintain that finish, though?
Well, a lot of times, you know, especially like if you have an Adirondack chair where you've got those big wide arms, people put a glass down and it might leave a ring, or, you know, potato chips fall on it, or somebody sits in the chair with sun lotion on their legs and it gets on the seat of it. The easiest way to touch up some of these areas, you don't have to clean the whole chair back down to scratch. You know, you don't have to go all the way to the beginning again. You can use a little bit of that brightener that I mentioned earlier and just apply it on a spot basis to those areas where you have a little bit of soil that you want to get out. And then, again, you want to allow it to dry and then just touch it up with a little bit more of the teak sealer. Usually once a year is all you're going to need to really clean it down to the bare bones and then seal it. But all those interim things, you know, if somebody spills something on the chair, as I said, you know, somebody sits in the chair, they've got sun lotion lathered all over their legs or their arms, and you've got some areas that you want to clean up, that's the easiest way. Just a little bit of brightener in water, clean up that one little area, let it dry, and put another coat or two of teak oil just in that area. You don't have to start all over again.
Wow. And the key, again, is prepping and letting the teak dry, the wood dry, right?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. A lot of people want to do the whole thing in one day. They're like,
yeah,
it's Saturday. I'm going to go out. I'm going to do the lawn furniture, honey. And you go out, you get your hose, you get your bucket, you get all your tools, you sit out there. You know, you're working in an area where it's getting some good sunlight, and you get started on it, and you finish one chair, and you finish the next chair, and then maybe you have a third or fourth chair, and then you get to the first chair again and say, oh, it looks like it's dry, and people want to put the oil on. It's only dry on the surface. So
that's what you want to avoid.
And a lot of people don't like to put sealer on it because they say it doesn't last. But these are the same people generally that don't give it a chance to dry.
Yeah. Well, because the teak is porous, the wood is porous, you know, it's going to seep through, you know, it's going to...
Exactly.
Water seeks its own level.
Exactly.
Well, Grace, we're out of time. Wow. I do want to mention, give us that website. How can we learn more about Boat Life industry products?
Okay, go to www.boatlife.com.
Boatlife.com. And Grace, again, I want to mention that, you know, we're going to be doing the repeat of the television segment that we did the end of 2015. It's on wood restoration. We do invite our audience to tune in to the Biz TV network or go to our website at hometalktv.com. Grace Schmidt, till next month, I guess we could talk a little caulks and sealants, I guess. It's a good time. You know, we'll talk about it, but Grace Smith, Boat Life. Thank you so much, Grace.
Thank you, Michael. Take care.
All right. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to have Brian Milnes with Bond Products, and we're going to be talking about bonding material, carpet bonding. That's right. You can actually bind your own carpet. Do it yourselfers. Stay tuned right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, streaming live on the World Wide Web. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now. You here? Yay!
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88-key digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordoba ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 5-pack of Hohner harmonicas for just $15. Or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to guitarcenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA and Apollo Media's Radio Talk Show Host of the Year and the most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Don't forget, we got a website set up. It's called AskMichaelKing.com. If you want me to personally help you with your home improvement projects, you could also drop me an email at CajunContractor@Yahoo.com if you have like a little shorter version. Also, you can follow us on all your social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, and the keyword is always what? Home Talk USA. All right, my next guest is Brian Milms. He is with a company called Bond Products. Bond Products specialize in bonding materials. That's actually taking carpet material and binding it to where you can turn it into a nice rug. I want to mention a couple months ago, Brian came by the Home Talk USA TV studios and did a whole television segment on how easy this do-it-yourself project can be, saving you hundreds and hundreds of dollars that you can actually do your own rugs. So he's on the line right now to talk about this innovative technology. Brian, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing real good, Michael. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm still fine, but I still talk to people about what you did and came by the studio and you actually made carpet binding a real easy chore. I mean, something that you can do yourself. With that being said, Brian, can you tell us a little bit about Bond Products, though? A little history about the company, and obviously a little bit about what you offer.
Yeah, sure. Well, Bond Products is a family-owned and operated business, in business since 1947. A little bit about us is that we were very textile related up through the years, and we eventually got into the flooring and in particular carpet section of our business. And what we used to make carpet binding for a company called Speedbinder that made the first original patented carpet binding machine. And we make those machines ourselves now. We make all the carpet binding tapes and cotton and poly. And all the sundry supplies that go with them, as well as parts and service. And we also, as we talked in some of our previous segments, have a do-it-yourself carpet binding called Instabind that you can go online and look up Instabind, instabind.com, and learn how to make your own custom area rugs and put custom borders around those rugs. And so we have all those types of products to cut, to bind, and to edge all your carpeting, including some fringing. And I think what we were going to talk about today and get involved in and try and educate your audience there is on the different types of rug backing and underlayment that is available and that we carry for those rugs.
All right. Well, let's jump right into it. I mean, what are some of the reasons folks should consider, I don't know, a secondary rug backing or even a rug pad?
Yeah, well, there's quite a few different reasons. Just like if somebody has a new car or truck, usually the first thing they try to upsell you on is putting a actual floor mat in there to help protect your floor and your carpet that's in the car or the truck. And just like that, a carpet or a rug, an area rug, should have a underlayment of some sort in there. One of the reasons, and probably the top reason, was to make it non-slip. If you have a hard surface floor and you got a and a rug laid on it with potentially no furniture or anything really holding it down, especially a non-slip pad under that would be really a necessity for safety. You know, kids go running around a corner, or the dog, and you know how those things can just slip right out from under you. The other thing it's going to do for you, it's going to help hold the rugs in place when you're walking and vacuuming it, so it's not moving on you all the time. It's going to protect both the hard surface floor that's underneath. You're not going to wear out like a hardwood or scratch a tile or a laminate floor if you have the proper protection of a rug pad underneath it. And it also is going to help extend the life of the rug. If you don't, it's going to wear from the bottom as well from the top more if a rug doesn't have the proper padding underneath it, whether it be a wall-to-wall stretch-in or an area rug. You always need the proper padding underneath. It is going to help with noise reduction, and it's also going to help with comfort and a much softer feel of the carpet that you have down, especially if it's a thinner carpet. So there's some very good reasons to spend a little, few extra dollars to make that nice area rug that you possibly just made or purchased, and protect your investment.
Wow. And again, this is something you can do yourself, a good DIY project that you can do yourself.
Yeah,
and you don't need to have a lot of experience with this.
Everything we carry there is do it DIY, and it's very easy to do. Most of the rug padding, you can either buy it to size, or we actually have a spray adhesive that we'll talk about in a little bit. But it's very easy to do yourself. You can trim most of it with a pair of scissors.
Wow. Yeah, I was amazed when you were down in the studio how easy it really is when you were here. I mean, I could see it taking some old fabric and turning it into some beautiful exotic rugs. I mean, some of these rugs can be, hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And there's, especially I made the comment that, if you put new carpet, you're going to have all this extra material. Hey, you got a good rug opportunity right there, right?
Oh, yeah. Most people that have any kind of a carpet job done, they have extra carpet laying around. It's easy to go if you need an area rug on a nice hard surface floor to grab a remnant that's left over from a job that the carpet stores have. And you can get that fairly cheap. And if you buy the Instabind and buy a nice rug underlayment, you can really make warm up a room and make it a lot more designer friendly, I guess you'd say.
Now, Brian, I want to go back to your the rug backing or the rug pad again. Now, so just like like the padding underneath, I don't know, under wall to wall carpet, the padding that goes under the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Say an area rug should have a cushion also, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's different reasons for it and different applications for different rugs. So, if you have a fairly expensive, thicker area rug that you have down, you can get away with a thinner underlayment or rug pad. And that's mostly to keep it from moving. And like I said, it will also help protect the floor underneath. So you're not only protecting your rug, you're protecting the surface that the rug is sitting on. So the thicker rugs, you typically have a little bit thinner profile that you want to use for a rug pad. Now, if you have a thinner, cheaper rug, you usually want to get a little bit thicker rug pad, and that'll give you more cushion and gives you a little softer feel, and that's going to help extend the life of that thinner or cheaper rug as well. Now, a lot of people, they restore rugs, and sometimes, especially like some of the cheaper, older Chinese rugs, if they have them washed once or twice, the backing actually delaminates from the actual rug itself. So a lot of times that's being removed, and in a restoration project, they're taking that off and they're reapplying a rug pad or rug backing.
Well, that makes
sense. To do the same thing.
Wow. Well, Brian, I got to step away. I don't have time enough to ask you another question. I don't want to interrupt you because sometimes I lose track of time here. And so, hey, I'm going to step away, hear from some of our great corporate partners, and I got to make some announcements, take care of some business. So stay tuned right here, and when I come back, I got some more questions I need to ask you, okay?
Very good.
All right, we're talking to Brian Milnes with a company called Bond Products, talking about the Bond Products is a company that does carpet binding, taking material and putting that good binding material that can turn into exotic carpets if you want. Depends on the material. Great do-it-yourself projects. So stay tuned right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Don't forget, I'm streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. Always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. And let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man. The Cajun Originator. Please don't accept no substitution. Y'all come back now. You help? Yay! Yay! Did you know there are over 21 million septic systems in the U.S.? About 4 million of them fail each year. And the average septic system only lasts a little less than 20 years. This is the Cajun Contractor Michael King, and let me tell you about my good friends at AeroStream, experts in solving your septic tank problems. If you're currently experiencing septic system backups, slow or clogged drains, what about that dreadful septic odor? AeroStream, it has a low-cost solution for you. You don't have to replace your current septic system, and there's no more yard digging. That's right. So if you want to save thousands and keep your sanity, please visit them on the web at septicsystemsaver.net. Or just call 1-800-969-8795. That's 1-800-969-8795. The AeroStream system is also available at your participating Ace, True Value, and Menards. Again, 1-800-969-8795. AeroStream, celebrating 12 years in business.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-780-8280 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-780-8280.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA and Apollo Media's Radio Talk Show Host of the Year and the most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Don't forget, you can follow us on all your social circles, Facebook, Twitter, and the keyword is always, what? Home Talk USA. Don't forget, we do invite our Home Talk USA radio listeners to tune in to Home Talk TV. That's right, the old Cajun man is on the tube. We have our own television show. You can catch it on the Biz TV network, biztv.com, every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock Central Time. Matter of fact, if you stay tuned right here at the top of the hour, you can go to Biz TV and catch Grace Smith with Boat Life Products talking about wood restoration. So that's at the top of the hour on our television show. And if you want to listen to it, if you're not by a TV, you can listen to it on the radio, on your iPad, iPhone. You can always download our app on our website at hometalkusa.com. So stay with us right here. Information, education, that's what we do here. But we're talking to Brian Milnes. He is with a company called Bond Products. Brian, let me ask you this. Before the break, though, you was explaining a little bit about your carpet binding technology, but how do we know how to choose the right rug pad for our application, though?
Yeah, well, that's what I was starting to say there, is that, you know, the thicker, heavier rugs, you want to keep the profile thin, so you want to select a thin rug pad for that. Whereas the thinner, cheaper rugs, you want a little thicker to give it a little more padding underneath, and it'll give it a softer feel, and it'll extend the life of that carpet and keep that backing from breaking down so easy. A lot of times people are restoring rugs, as we mentioned, or possibly putting together a custom area rug where they're doing a borders and there's some seaming that shows on the backside. So that's when they attach a secondary backing. And, so some of the things to consider with rug pads or the rug backings is what surface it's going to be touching. So if it's going to be carpet to carpet, we have a product that's felt on one side and it's a rubber on the other side. So in that case, you would want felt side down to touch carpet to carpet, and that will keep your carpet underneath from wearing out from that rug backing touching it, because the felt will hold it in place, but it will not cause excess wear on the carpet beneath. If it's going onto a hard surface floor like a tile or a hardwood or a laminate, then you would normally want to put down the rubber side, or just buy a rubber type rug backing or underlayment pad to place down on that. So that will also, you know, again, keep it from slipping, give you the cushion that you need, and again, protect the floor that's underneath. So they're the main products that we offer here.
Now, what are some of the rug backing products offered at Bond Products you were mentioning?
Yeah, well, we actually have seven different products that we offer. The one that's newest to us and is taking off more and more and is really cool, it's real easy to apply, and it eliminates the actual need for a secondary backing, is it's called Rug Lock. It's actually a spray can of aerosol product called Rug Locked, and you can actually turn your rug upside down and spray that on, and that will give you a non-slip, low-profile surface. If you do multiple coats, like 2 to 3 coats on it, that you can actually cause that to have a moisture barrier. So if it's a basement rug and you got a little bit of a moisture down there, it'll keep the moisture from getting up into your carpet. Or let's say you have a dining room rug, it'll a spill that gets on the top of your carpet will keep it from penetrating down through onto the floor beneath and protect the floor underneath the carpet. So that's a real neat product called Rug Lock. We have some other basic underlayments, starting with what we call an Eco Stay and an Eco Grip. They're two different thicknesses of underlayment that you can put down. They are green products, meaning that they are 100% plant-based oil made and will not harm your floors in any way or your rug. And then we also have a felt rubber product, which is felt on one side, rubber on the other. And depending if you're going carpet to carpet or onto a hard surface, you'd put either side down to protect your floor beneath and, again, your rug above. And then there's also a product called Super Move Knot. And that's a lot of people have heated floors now. And that is good for protecting your rug from a heated floor. So the floors get fairly warm. That product is actually made to not only hold your rug in place, protect it, and give it cushion, but it is also made to help protect from a heated floor beneath, if that's what you have in your particular home. Some of the newer homes do have heated floors installed into them now. And then we have a real simple product called Rug Gripper. It's actually a tape that you can peel and stick around the perimeter of the carpet or even make an X in the middle of it, and that will also grip and hold down to the floor and keep your rug from moving. Now, that doesn't have the cushion that the other ones have, but it is a good non-slip product if you're looking for just a simple way to keep a hallway runner or something like that from slipping on you. Yeah, well, you always want to avoid low-cost rug pads. You get the wrong product, you get a cheap PVC pad, it can have chemical reactions. If you have a vinyl or laminate of different types of floors, it can have reactions and cause yellowing in your floors. So you always want to stay with good quality green type products that aren't going to affect your floors and mess up the finish. Also, if you have a newly finished floor, you should always follow, let's say you have a poly.
Brian, we have to cut you off. I apologize. We're just simply
okay.
out of time.
Okay.
Let's get that website in. How can we learn more about Bond Products?
Yeah, you can go to www.bondproducts.com.
Bondproducts.com. Spell it out on social media, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff.
Yes, sir.
Great. Bondproducts.com.
Sure.
Hey, Brian Mills.
Bondproducts.com.
Great. Brian, thank you so much for being our guest on Home Talk, my friend, and looking forward to next month and coming back on and re-educating our audience on some other carpet bonding technology you have. Thank you so much, my friend.
Very good. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take, well, stay tuned at the top of the hour news, and we're going to come back on television, Home Talk TV, and then we're going to continue the show on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com, and we're also going to continue our radio show. So, hey, top of the hour, woo, we're coming in at full force. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now. You here? Yay!
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.